From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. In tonight's cast, as usual, are Jan Ford as Daughter Bumps.
Mom, what made you marry Pa?
Brenda Marshall as Nancy Smith.
So you're beginning to wonder, too.
Harry Von Zell as Bill Smith.
Now, Nancy, you know very well, when you married me, you got a prize.
You don't say, William. How much was the prize?
And Arthur Treacher as Uncle Cecil from England. Yes, it's the Smiths of Hollywood, with music by Charles Hathaway. Presented by... neighbors to the Smiths of Hollywood. And now, here's Uncle Cecil.
Cecil? Cecil, if you please. That's one of the things I find so odd about California, the way they pronounce things. They called Yosemite, Yosemite. La Jolla, La Jolla. I find it frightfully confusing. Almost as confusing as your politics over here in the colonies. Politics seem to be like the weather. Everyone talks, but no one does anything about it. Or didn't, until today. It began innocently enough this morning.
Mom, can you write with your eyes closed?
I suppose. Why?
My report card is signing.
Are your grades down again?
Oh, not in everything. I got 100 in spelling and history.
Oh, well, that's more like it. 100, huh?
Yep. 60 in spelling and 40 in history.
40 in history? There's nothing so hard about history.
There is, too. They keep asking about things that happened before I was even born.
Mm. Wait till your father hears about your grades.
Well, heck, Mom, school is harder than it used to be. Why, the teacher asked us a problem today and even she couldn't answer it.
The teacher couldn't answer? Well, what was the problem?
How to live on a teacher's salary.
Well, your father ought to hear that.
Yes. How's William coming in his campaign to raise teacher salaries?
Well, not too well. There's so few liberals like Bill who are doing anything about it.
What are liberals?
Liberals? Well, in politics style, there are people who can't get along with the Republicans or the Democrats or themselves.
Oh, you're just a cynic. I think the liberals are the hope of the country. If they can only get together.
Get together? From what I've seen, it usually takes the whole police force to keep them apart.
Well, I think it's a shame the way we pay our public servants. Take senators, for example. Why, they don't make as much in a year as some radio comedians make in a week.
Yes, it is a shame, yes. Especially as many of your senators are much funnier than your comedians.
Wouldn't it be swell if the teachers went out on strike and I could stay home all day?
Oh, what a frightful, what an utterly frightful.
Why, Bill, what are you doing home from the office?
Oh, I've been out working on this school business. Say, Uncle Cecil, are you wearing my suit again?
This is my suit. Amazing, too. The wool was grown in Australia, shipped to South America, and made into a suit.
Well, what's so amazing about that?
Well, isn't it amazing how many people can make a living from something I've never paid for? By the way, William, I need a little cash.
Oh, Uncle Cecil, I told you, no more money till you do a little work around the house.
But I was gardening this morning.
Uh-huh, weeded the window box and watered the cactus plant.
Ooh, what a vile child.
Well, there's a lawnmower in the garage, Uncle Cecil.
Really? What an excellent place to keep a lawnmower. Do I get any money, William?
No.
Well, I spent the last cent at the Copacabana last night.
Well, I... Copacabana? Yeah. When you came home last night, you said you'd been to the Derby.
I know, I know. From the time I got home last night, I just couldn't pronounce Copacabana.
Well, I can't be worried about your social life. The city council meets tonight to discuss an amendment to raise teachers' pay. I have to talk.
Well, then change the subject. How about me? I haven't seen a $10 bill in weeks.
I have one in my purse. I'll let you look at it. What were you saying about teachers, darling?
Oh, Sam Gruber and a lot of that bunch are going to be there speaking against the amendment.
Gruber?
Yes.
Oh, I just remembered, William. He called you on the phone.
Gruber? Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, I thought he was probably with that kitchenware firm that kept calling you the night before last.
Kitchenware firm?
There's some concern that called themselves the Pot of Gold.
Pot of Gold?
Yes, bloody nuisance they were. I finally hung up on them.
Oh, Gabriel's teeth.
Telephone!
Oh, well, now, how clever of you. I thought it was the bathroom plumbing. Pot of Gold kitchenware firm. Hello, Pomeroy's Soft Drink and Pool Parlor. This is 8-Ball Smith speaking.
Smith, Sam Gruber.
Oh?
Look, Smith, if you know which side your bread is buttered on, you'll keep your nose out of things that aren't your business.
Like what?
This nonsense about more money for teachers. Why should they get more money? Softest job in the world. Just sit all day. No Saturdays or Sundays, 2 weeks off at Christmas, 3 months off in summer.
Now, Mr. Gruber, I don't think you realize how important
it... Look, Smith, you're a smart cookie. You know I swing a lot of weight around this town, and it's better to have Sam Gruber for a friend than an enemy.
Yeah, well, it's better not to have Sam Gruber at all.
Smith, you're a jerk.
You...
I gave you fair warning.
Wait, a jerk, just a minute, Hello.
William, if you're through talking, how about $10?
Right, hello. He hung up on me. A jerk, he called me. He called me a jerk. Why, that odious, stupid, imbecilic, scheming, viperous, jabbernowled, loggerheaded, addle-pated, reptile-hearted, frog-blooded, shriveled,
William,
black...
William! William, quit trying to change the subject. Will you lend me some money?
Oh.
Darling, there are little flecks of foam at the corners of your mouth.
Yeah, well, there should be. Gruber. That guy is so mean he wouldn't give a starving man a crumb if he owned the Sandwich Islands.
Well, why should better salaries and better teachers bother him?
6 very simple reasons, my dear. 1, he's stupid. And a stupid man wants a stupid world so he won't feel out of place. The second stupid reason is he's afraid a bigger budget might mean higher taxes on all that stupid property he grabbed off during that stupid war. And 3, 4, 5, and 6, he's stupid. He's stupid, that's what he is.
William! If you don't have $10, how about 5?
Oh.
Darling, what are you going to do?
Well, what am I... I suppose I might as well give up. He wins.
I do? Oh, I should have held out for 10.
Oh.
We weren't talking about you. Now, darling, if you've got enough names on a petition, wouldn't it influence the council?
Well, it certainly would, but how are we going to get them?
Names are what you need? Oh, I know several. Edward Reginald Chichester Abernethy.
Oh, we need 500 names from this community.
Ought to be that many in the phone directory.
Uncle Cecil, we need names on a petition. Someone to go from house to house.
Well, why didn't you say so? William, if I get 500 signatures... Will you lend me some money?
Oh, Uncle Cecil, if you get 500 names, I'll give you some money.
You will?
Yes.
William, it's done. Now, let's see. When the door opens, I'll say to the old biddy... I'll say, Madam, the mother of your obvious beauty and intelligence...
Hello?
Madam, and mother of your... Hello?
What can I do for you?
Well, what did you have in mind?
Would you mind coming inside? I have something cooking.
Well, I'm really here to get signatures. Come in? Oh, yes, why not?
I'm so glad you stopped by and explained this to me.
Oh, it was a pleasure, yes. I had no idea it was so late. Well, cheerio.
Bye. See you again.
Yes, by all means. Charming woman. So sympathetic. I say, I forgot to have her sign the petition. Nice house here. What's that name on the mailbox? Arthur Treacher. Oh, yes, he must be that movie fellow. Yes. Well, out with it, my good man. Why are you ringing my doorbell? Well, out with what, my dear fellow? Oh. One doesn't ring a doorbell and stand there with his teeth hanging out. Oh, so you're Arthur Treacher, what? Well, who do you expect, little Abner? What are you selling? Oh, I'm nothing like that. I just want your autograph, if I may. Well, why didn't you say so? All right. There you are. Now tuck in your molars and be on your way. Goodbye. Cheerio. Oh, my first signature. Put that one over on that old boy that time, didn't I? Yes. What am I laughing about? The blighter kept my fountain pen. Looks like a likely place, perambulator, playpen. She ought to be interested in school. I'll say to her, Madam, a woman of your beauty.
Commercial.
That is school petition. Well, that house looks promising. I'll just hop the fence. Uh-oh. Nice doggy, yes. Nice doggy, yes. Nice straight up a dog's bang. Get away, yes. Looks like they haven't been brushed for weeks, yes. Now, easy, boy. Now, easy. Go on, easy. Easy.
Quit teasing my dog. Well,
call your beast off.
All right, Westbrook. Back to your kennel. What's the idea of trespassing on my property? What do you want?
Well, I'm here in behalf of the underpaid school teacher.
Oh, you are, huh? Who sent you? Bill Smith?
Yes, how do you know? Who are you?
Sam Gruber.
Sam Gruber? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, then you'd hardly be interested in this petition.
Well, now, don't get me wrong. I'm very much interested. Got any names?
Well, I can't see that it concerns you.
Oh, but it does. You see, Bill's got me figured wrong. Say, you're his English uncle. New in town, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you where to go for signatures. Go down the street 10 blocks.
Sure.
Turn east till you come to a huge place with an iron fence around it.
Yeah.
Ought to be able to get 500 or 600 signatures in there.
Really? What is it, a hotel?
No, sort of a private club. Good luck.
As I say, it's awfully decent of you. Haven't had any luck door to door. Well, I'll try it. Cheerio and thanks.
Well, glad to help Bill Smith's cause. Boy, will Smith burn up when he learns where I sent his uncle. To the asylum.
I say, that must be the place he mentioned over there. That large place with the iron fence around it. I wonder how you get inside. Oh, there's a club member. Maybe he can tell me. I say, old boy, how does one get in there?
Getting in, he wants. Mister, I think that talk on the outside.
Well, I hate to bother you. I understand this is a very exclusive club.
It is. But don't blab it around. Or everyone will be trying to get in.
Well, now, I have a very important petition I want some names for. Are there any influential people here?
Influential people, he asked me. Mister, who ain't in who's who? Who ain't in here?
Yes. So now, would you run over that again, please?
What's the matter with you? In who's who? Who's who? Who ain't here? That's who.
Yes, thank you, yes.
You know, mister, we talk the same language. who are you?
Sir Cecil Snide, Knight of His Majesty's Court, Honorary Member of the Cricklewood Cricket Club.
Yes, we do talk the same language. Only you talk it more convincing. You know, you'd love it here.
I would. Why?
Well, we make sense. For instance, in here, we don't pay taxes. The government ain't deducting from our salaries.
Really? How come?
No salaries. And another thing. In this place, noted by its absence, is no singing commercials.
No singing commercials? How do you escape them?
In here we got no radio.
Oh, you're lucky.
Lucky? I don't know. I miss those fine programs. You know, Jake's Other Wife, Just Plain Bilious, Life Can Be, Ain't It? Our Gal on a Sunday Morning... People ain't funny. Here, we got nothing to listen to but birds. Pretty birds. Love those birds.
Wait a minute. But you seem to make a lot of sense. How'd you ever end up in Southern California?
In here, I'm out of Southern California. Honest, it's perfect in this place. Only one thing is missing.
What's that?
When I came in here, B.O. Plenty and Gravel Gravy is getting married. Is there any little gravel yet?
Well, I really couldn't say, old chap, but I have a newspaper if you'd care to look at it.
Oh, thank you. Jealous woman butcher runs husband through the sausage grinder. Scientists say new secret weapon can wipe out our civilization in half hour. Progress. Traffic accidents highest in nation's history. Nothing's changed a bit. They're still crazy out there.
Well, this is all very interesting, but I have a petition I want signed. It's to raise school teachers' salaries.
Mister, you go around talking sense like that, and you'll end up in here yet, they'll put you.
I say, you're an eccentric sort of chap.
Likewise, ain't it? So it's finally they're thinking about education. That's the first thing out there I've heard that makes sense.
Look, old chap, do you think you could get any of your club members to sign this petition?
Could I? Mister, give me that paper. I'll be back.
I say, you're awfully obliging.
You know, maybe I didn't give the world a 50 chance. Maybe they'll start making sense out there yet. Could be. Could be.
Bill, eat your dinner. It's getting cold.
I'm not hungry, Nancy. I keep thinking of that council meeting tonight.
Oh, you'll do fine if you don't lose your temper. And remember, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
Dear, what do I want with a lot of flies? Wonder where Uncle Cecil is.
If he's in the same shape he was last night at this time, he probably wonders, too.
Bumps, you shouldn't say unkind things about Uncle Cecil.
What other kind of things are there to say?
And don't talk with your mouth full.
Oh, a girl hasn't a chance around here. Either I've got a mouth full or you tell me to hurry up and finish dinner.
Well, hurry up and finish it.
Oh. Easy now, darling. So do you want me to come with you to the council meeting?
Well, it'll be a pretty dismal affair. We don't have enough signatures to impress any... Oh, Bumps, you answer it, will you? All I get from the telephone is trouble. It's probably Uncle Cecil phoning from a bar.
Hello? What bar are you in?
Oh, it's you, you little monster, eh? I say, is William there?
Yes, but I don't think he wants to speak to you.
Well, he should. Tell him I have 700 signatures on his confounded petition.
Huh? Uncle Cecil has 700 signatures.
Oh, tell him to... What? Here, let me speak to him. Hello, Uncle Cecil?
What if I said no?
Well, you really have 700 signatures?
I certainly do, William. You owe me $7.
Oh, Uncle Cecil, I'll double that amount. Where are you?
Over on the other side of town.
Well, look, meet me at the city hall with those signatures. You're wonderful.
William, don't be obvious. I'll see you at City Hall.
You're wonderful, wonderful. Bye. Oh, joy, oh, joy. You know I have a wonderful uncle.
You have? Why doesn't he come and visit us sometime?
Now, listen. Don't you libel Uncle Cecil. Nancy, dear, listen. Maybe, just maybe, we'll beat Gruber's crowd tonight.
Well, of course you will, darling. And I'm going to be on hand to lead the cheer.
Good. Well, let's hurry. We don't have much time to get to the meeting.
And I'd like to remind the members of the council that only bankers have hours as easy as school teachers. 9 to 3:30.
Mr. Chairman, I object.
I have the floor if you don't mind.
But...
Bill, you'll get your chance. Sit down.
Well...
They say better salaries will mean better teachers. May I point out some of our best men never had teachers? Abe Lincoln himself taught himself. I could name more. Might include myself. As you all know, I'm a self-made man.
Huh, what a horrible example of unskilled labor.
Bill, be quiet.
And my final point. Who will pay for increased salary?
Oh.
Who will pay for the 3 months of idleness in the summer?
Who will pay? I was afraid you weren't going to show up. Have you got the petition?
Here it is, William.
Oh, bless your heart. Here, give it to me now. You wait right here.
Hold on, a man besides job in the business world. You will pay, fellow citizens. You will pay in more taxes.
Good. You're fine. Very good. Now, Mr. Gruber, if you are through, I'd like to say something important.
The floor is yours, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. The members of the council, you all know my argument. Poor schools mean a poor community. Poor schools mean more expense in the long run. The people want good schools. To prove it, I would like to submit a petition signed by citizens of this community. Good, solid citizens who represent a cross-section. I'll read you a few names from the... leading the list is Arthur Treacher, a man who needs no introduction. Below his name is Napoleon Bonaparte, a man... What? Ignore that last name. There must be a mistake on this. Below Arthur Treacher, next on the list, is Julius Caesar.
Uncle Caesar, where the blazes did you get these names?
Why, that private club on West Pine Street.
What?
You know, the one with the iron fence.
Iron fence? That's an asylum.
Asylum? You hear that?
Well,
that's the kind of people who are behind Smith.
Oh, I'm ruined. Uncle Cecil.
William, may I say something?
Here, let me see that petition, Bill.
Oh, no, it's not complete.
Boy, listen to this. King Hardicanute. Captain Kidd. Pancho Villa. Horace Greeley. Kilroy.
Oh,
boy, oh, boy, what a petition. Oh, and listen to this one. Thomas Jefferson and Slade.
Oh, God. You.
Well, Smith, I've certainly got to hand it to you. This is a real imposing document.
Oh, no. People, listen, Mr. Gilbert, this isn't fair. I didn't know.
William, my boy, there's an excellent point here.
Don't talk to me. You'll ruin everything.
No, not really. No. I'm not much for these things, you know, spirited speeches.
Oh,
Uncle,
now,
nevertheless.
Sit down.
Nevertheless, William, and ladies and gentlemen, I do have something to point out.
Oh.
Our friend Gruber here was hilarious because our petition was signed by an asylum inmate. Ironic, what? I think Gruber is hilarious. In a sinister sort of way, of course. He's sane. There's something strange here. The insane of a proper education and the sane laugh.
What right has this guy got to talk?
Oh, you'll pipe down. Yeah.
The same right as you have, I hope. Yes. Gruber laughed wildly about that petition. I must be a little mad myself, because I don't think it's funny. I simply measure the few extra dollars investment teachers pay against the awful price of ignorance. And I feel richer and safer. And do you know why I say safer? Because American education is the most important education in the world right now. You Americans are in the top spot, you know. The rest of the world looking to you to get us all out of the mess it's fallen into. You're the richest, freest nation with the most to say about everything for the next few generations. What you have to say will shape the world. Can you afford to save pennies on education? As a British subject, I can only wish you Godspeed and hope for your good judgment.
A word from our sponsor. But I'm going out and think this over. But I'll be back next week, and so will the Smiths. The Smiths of Hollywood is written by Dick Nosselman, directed by Robert Fresnell Jr., and the producer is Andrew Hickox. And this is Tyler McVeigh bidding you all good night.